Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and have a great visit with our good friend Amy K. Hutchins, the author of The Secrets Leaders Keep. Amy K., give us your website. Tell us how we can find you online.
AMYK.com. Super easy. AMYK.com.
Pretty darn easy. So check that out. What do they find when they get there?
You're going to find all kinds of free stuff. So sign up. We believe in generosity. So you're going to find a ton of free articles, free resources, free tools, free books. Yeah, sign up and you'll get plethora of resources.
All right, so check it out, folks, and see what you think. All right, Amy, there's one more question that you think salespeople should be asking.
Yeah, and it's going to sound blah, but it's not until you understand the psychology behind it, and it's what else? What else do you need to know to help you make the final decision? And this is a question that we often don't ask because what we'd rather do is just say sign on the line. But if I were talking to you and I said, what else do you need to know to help you make the final decision? Or is there anything else that you need to know to clarify your decision? What else, what else, what else? What you're doing is you're removing all barriers and excuses for not doing business with you. And so sometimes we're just too scared to do that what else question. So we're just like, okay, are you ready? Are you ready to sign? And then you send them that proposal again, and they don't. So that final question is, what else do you need to know to make a final decision? Or is there anything that's going to make you hesitate about choosing us? Is there anything else we need to clarify before you make your decision? What else? What else? What else?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really important. And the main thing, though, about all these questions, you know, what are the implications question, what happens when, your validation question, and then now what else? The bottom line is, you're asking them an indirect probe. You're asking them an open-ended question. You're making them speak to you. You're making them talk to you. That's the beauty of all these questions. They're not non-directed probes. They're not asking for a yes or no answer. And as long as you can keep your prospect, your customer talking, you're still in the game, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And not only are they talking, they're talking about how you're solving their problem. So what they're really answering, kind of the umbrella question, is the, are you a relevant solution for me? That's really what all three questions come back to is, are you relevant for me? And if they can say yes, you will have a signed contract.
Well, and this brings us to one of the things we were talking about in the last segment, and that's old school things that are not old, that never get old. I call them fundamentals, and we talked about proposals. And I tell you, I don't see nearly enough proposals being given today. I'd give you a proposal at the drop of a hat because I wanted to have my position known to you and in front of you as soon as I could possibly qualify you to justify giving you a proposal. Because Amy K., I've had people call me 5 years later and say, "Hey Jim, I found this proposal you gave me. Can I still get this?" I mean, I'm serious. It's a worker bee. It was a worker bee left behind. And so what I'm getting at is, folks, and especially I'm going to say this to the younger generations, old school things that you might think are irrelevant to you anymore, if they're fundamental, you'll be teaching them to your grandchildren once you realize it. What do you think, Amy K.?
Yeah, I do. And I think that the awesome thing about the questions that I'm sharing today is that what I'm hoping is that person will turn around within a week and say yes to your proposal. But then a year later, after you've given them a great job, they're going to come back and they're going to say, okay, you did a great job, and do these prices still apply? And they'll open up again, showing you that they want to do business with you, but you're putting the proposal in front of them for that quick yes. Because I think what's fascinating to me is that if you're doing things right from the start, you're not wasting time. And that's old school.
That's right. That's right. And so many things, this is where with all the new technology, all the innovations, all the new tools that we have today, fundamentals are taking a little bit of a hit, I think, Amy K., especially in the area of selling. And I think young salespeople especially need to realize these are areas, Amy Kay, where young salespeople can actually learn from their older compatriots there in the business, don't you think?
Well, I think we all can. I'll give you kind of a fun, quirky example, a little different sidetrack note. But you bring up technology.
20 seconds.
So many of us, say that again?
20 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I'll just say, you know, we use technology a lot, but we don't use it to help ourselves. You know, we use it to get distracted. And so sometimes it goes back to saying, all right, let's use technology to make my life easier and more effective, not just to distract me.
Right. Well said. AmyK.com, right?
Yes.
AmyK.com. Amy, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Will do.
Good job today. Amy Kay Hutchins, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Secrets Leaders Keep. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.